you shouldn't, you know, like they say, the police will come and move you. But, you know, if they 86 you from this area of the city, they will move you from one area to the next. Is that solving the problem? No, you're taking the problem elsewhere. You're really frustrating people. I mean, you know, they're really, really getting to people where it's that I talk to guys every day, and they're just totally frustrated. You know, they're tired.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's not strong. You know, you have some weak people, but then you got a lot of people that they steal for their habits. You know, I don't necessarily agree with what's going on, but I feel that being an American, being a citizen, you know, whether you're a taxpayer or not, you're still a human being, and you should be treated like an animal.
Absolutely.
You know?
Thank you for calling, Dee. Yeah, all right. Those are really good points. All right, we have one more caller. I just want to squeak in here before we move on. Do we have another caller?
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Hey, thanks for talking. Let me turn my phone up. I can barely hear you, but I'm very appreciative of everybody who's spoken on the phone this evening. I feel kind of inept, but I'm a certified security officer, and I would like to be able to help. I'm a member, too. And I would like to be able to help St. Francis. So if I had the phone number?
Oh, absolutely. Amen, brother. It's 503-232-5880. That's the main St. Francis number.
Okay.
And if they're a little disorganized right now, they're under a lot of pressure, and just be persistent. I'm sure they would love your help.
Oh.
And just make sure they get back to you.
Would it?
And, you know, I can always be found here, and I'd be happy to try to hook you up as well.
Okay. I don't know who you are.
My name is Ani. I'm the volunteer coordinator.
Oh, Ani,
coordinator
right on. I know
KBOO.
Who you are.
Okay. you can find me at KBOO, 503-231-8032.
Okay, that's great. I bet there's other certified security officers out there who are members.
What a brainstorm.
I just challenge them to come online and let's just talk to St. Francis. Do you think that,
there's an idea.
Do you think that security officers is the way to go, personally, Ani?
I don't think so. This is what the Southeast Precinct Commander Grubb
is
demanding.
Orion.
Hi. This is what the Southeast Precinct Commander is demanding, is that it's paid, certified security people. I don't think that's a long-term solution. I think you're right.
Okay, I see what you're saying, right.
But I think that this is a very interesting idea, and certainly one that we could explore as a way of maybe, you know, providing some incredibly important services right now and maybe alleviating some pressure.
You could have a security guard drive.
It's an interesting concept that I had not thought of before your call.
It's just a little sub-cult, but, you know, some of us are members, and, you know, we're raising
you're not alone. I know a few more.
Night, you know, under the stars, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Right on, man. What's your name?
Ted.
All right.
God bless you, Ted. Thank you for calling.
God bless us all.
God has blessed us all indeed.
All right. Oh, those are some rad calls. Dude, what a fabulous night it was. Thank you so much, everyone who called. Because we're near the end of our show, I wanted to squeak in. Let me just give you the St. Francis number once more. 503-232-5880. You can call to learn more about volunteering or helping out in some other way. You can serve meals there. You can just go down and see what's happening. You could also write to city council people in support of St. Francis. And I'm kind of worried about Randy Leonard. Was he elected? Does anyone know?
I didn't look.
They're not sure. He's elected.
Yep.
Okay, so that's your first task, people, because Randy Leonard said that he was, as to sit lie ordinance, he was going to do whatever the business association told him to do. So this man is not necessarily our friend. Beware, beware, beware. So you might be needing to call Randy.
But wait, he's supposed to be the populist from East of 82nd.
Okay,
I forgot.
Speaking of populist initiatives, I just have a brief...
You know, there was a reason I never looked at the news today.
I know, I've been avoiding it too. I have a brief update on the Eugene Homeless Initiative. We've been following this, so I thought y'all might want to know what's been going on with that. The homeless man Traveler is still up a tree in Eugene's downtown park blocks. He's been up there for a couple weeks now, keeping the homeless protest alive. The city of Eugene has responded by putting a $3,000 city-built chain link fence around him to cut off supporters from giving him food and water. If you can even believe this.
Oh my God.
They have been charging people with aiding and abetting a tree sitter, for which there is no law, but this is what they're being charged with apparently. And last week, a human rights commissioner got a citation for aiding and abetting traveler because she sent a basket of food up the tree. So apparently human rights are against the law now. So John Hubbard, homeless rights activist and Eugene resident, wrote to tell us that they are meeting with the city. They're dealing with this issue. They're not sure what's going to happen yet, but he is in contact, and some of the people from the Eugene Homeless Initiative are in contact. And they've been participating in a conference with Traveler, a speakerphone conference about ways to constructively resolve the tree sit.
Can I comment on that for just one moment?
Sure.
Like, if the irony might have gone by, you'll never invite me to be a guest on your show again. This is what happens. I just come in, I take over. As if anyone missed the irony of a city spending $3,000 to quell homeless protest, you know, and instead of spending, you know, $3,000, $6,000, $10,000 on actual services to people. I think that that's incredible.
I agree.
Enough said.
Enough said. That phone conference didn't happen. All kinds of stuff is going down. The short of it is that if you're going to be in the Eugene area, please do go and see about the tree sit. See what you can do. Maybe tell the city what you think when you're there about building a $3,000 fence around a
person
protester
in a tree.
Yes. I am going to make a very brief announcement. Sunday, November 17th, the Coalition Against Hate Radio is having a fundraising dinner. And this issue is close to my heart because of all the smack radio personalities talked about Dignity Village when they were by the Fremont site, including telling people to throw bricks at the homeless people off of the bridge, which is illegal.
Yes.
And so anyway, the Coalition Against Hate Radio deals with this kind of baloney and the kind of stuff they have going on in KXL 750 AM. All the hate talk. So they're having a much needed fundraising dinner. That's Sunday, November 17th, 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. at the First Congregational Church downtown on Park Street. It's $25, but it includes a very yummy dinner and a speaker, Professor Randy Blazak from PSU, who's totally awesome and knows a lot about hate crimes. So go ahead and email him if you want more info. antihateradio@AOL.com. You've got a RSVP for that event. All right, we're going to squeak out of here. This concludes today's Hole in the Bucket. We're on the first and third Wednesday of every month, 6 to 7 p.m. Our next show is going to be on November 20th. If you want to send us your comments or ideas, you can send them to kboobucket@yahoo.com. I'd like to thank Liam Delta for engineering today's show. He's so fabulous.
Swelligant.
He's swelligent. And I want to thank Annie Haynes.
the woman with too many names.
The woman with too many names sitting across from me. Thank you, Annie, for
coming. Thank you, Orion.
Thank you, Jay, for coming out. And everyone listening today and calling. We'll catch you again November 20th. Don't forget to go to the meeting at the Norris Hall at 111 Northeast 11th right now for the Buckman neighborhood. Do stay tuned for the KBOO community calendar, followed by Nonstop Hip Hop with DJ Audio. Can you go out with song? Which song was it? The first song we were going to play, Liam, the 6 Days, is kind of an anti-war song. I think it's kind of nice. And this is a song by DJ Shadow. I think it's track 6 on his album, The Private Press. Thanks for listening.